Our signing day coverage on KRLS continues here with Claire Smock. You may know her as a libero in volleyball, a soccer midfielder, or, of course, a state tennis champion. And two of those three sports will be in your collegiate future. First of all, let our listeners know why Central College and why you wanted to continue being a multi-sport athlete, a decision I understand you recently made.
Yeah, I don't know. Central just seemed super familiar to me. I'd grown up in Pella, so I was familiar with the facility and the coaches. And both the teams, the coaches, the girls on the teams made me feel super welcomed. And at first, I was just thinking about playing soccer, but then Farrell and Emily kind of got on me. So, I'm playing tennis, and I'm super excited.
Well, and you have, it's a different balance and different schedule, no doubt, at college, but that's what you've done now the last 3 years, and you've been able to make that balance work and do so at a high level. How do you think that's prepared you? Even though it'll be a little bit of a different mix in your schedule, how do you think that all prepares you now for playing those two sports at the next level?
Mm-hmm. I think my time management has increased significantly. I feel like I'm able to be more independent and not depend on my parents for getting things scheduled for me or getting things done for me. I feel like, especially going away and not living with my parents anymore, I'm very well prepared and independent.
And obviously you've played a lot of different roles, obviously, in all the sports that you played. Let's start with soccer. What does that coaching staff envision for you and Coach Kobolinski and what you're trying to accomplish on the soccer pitch? Still in that midfield spot or other areas you're trying to develop?
Yeah, so they actually graduated a center midfielder and then a couple midfielders or a center forward and a couple midfielders as well. So Kobe's looking at me playing either on the wings or in the midfield if I can kind of work on my skills a little bit more on the ball. And then I think last resort would be up front, which I'm okay with because I have kind of realized throughout my high school career I'm not really a selfish player. I like to give balls to other people. So,
well, and then in tennis, of course, you mentioned your other teammate, Emily, who you won a state title with, obviously, this past year, a sport that your dad obviously loved and enjoyed. So now you got to sharpen those skills, but I'm sure you're really excited to be a part of that program that seems like it has a lot of good young athletes in it.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I've known Farrell growing up, going to his camp, so he's super familiar with me, and he's just a funny guy, so I'm super excited to have him as a coach. And then, obviously, staying in touch with Emily and playing with her again is a goal, but I don't know, I'm super excited. The team culture seems super close-knit, and the girls are super nice. So,
well, and then coming into it, you have another crack at playing both sports at the same time. The soccer team, a lot of returning players, minus Abby, but obviously a lot of returning talent there. Tennis, very different story, but I'm sure you're excited for both. I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about both this spring, but pretty exciting spring one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Hopefully this season for soccer will kind of get ahead of that quarterfinalist finish. I know we've been kind of looking for getting into the finals at the state tournament. With a lot of returning players, I think that's very possible. And then tennis, I'm really up for the challenge. I feel like obviously last season was great for us, but I know a lot of the younger girls this year are ready to take on a challenge and be the best that we can be.
Well, I look forward to seeing a lot of you coming up these next few months. Claire Spott, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
Always